Welcome to another inspirational message from Church on the Rock Powell. Thank you for listening. And if you would like more information, you can visit us at www.therockchurch.co.za.
Well, it's good to be in God's house this morning. Are you excited to be in God's house? Do you have an expectation that God's going to do something in your life? Come on. I have an expectation that God's going to do something in your life. I hope you do. I hope you don't just come to church to tick off your "I did my church thing today," but you actually come having an expectation for God to do something, because it's our expectation as an invitation for God to move in our lives. And I pray that as you walk in, you walk out completely changed, no matter what way. I even pray that over my own life, and I'm preaching. And so I want to encourage you guys, have that kind of an expectation. But we're busy talking about how the battle is won in the mind. We, over the next couple of weeks, this is what we're going to be talking about, because Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world." What it is saying is, do not do the things that the world does, but it goes on to say, "But be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. You see, the renewing of the mind is something that happens daily. We've got to keep renewing our mind, because it's so easy that we can fall into the patterns of this world. But we need to take our thoughts captive. We need to take the things that we're thinking about captive. Because I don't know about you, but in my life, I've done some dumb, irrational things and made some really doof decisions. Who's ever done that? Come on, we're human. We were all teenagers at one stage, and some of you teenagers will still do some really dumb things in your life, and you're going to think you never. But it's like, we behave irrationally. The decisions we make make no sense, because how many of you ever like, okay, I'm going to be a nice person, and the moment you make that decision, you start yelling at your spouse, you start yelling at the kids. If you're a teenager, you're yelling at your parents, and you're like, this is not the decision I made. How many of you done that? How many of you have said, okay, I'm going to decide, I'm going to get out of debt, I'm going to save some money, I'm going to do the right thing with my finances, and then you walk into the store and everything's on sale. And then you decide, okay, let's spend some money, and you're like, but I've just made the decision not to. Like, I've never done that. Never. Kate is looking very sheepish in the front here. Very sheepish. Did it happen this week? Yes. How many of you, like, you made the decision, okay, God, I'm going to trust you with everything that I have. I know you got this. I know you got your, it's in your hands. I trust you. And the moment you make that decision, you start to worry about everything. You worry about your future. You worry about what you did in your past. You worry about your current situation. You just start worrying. And you're like, that's not trusting God. It's like, why do we behave irrationally? I believe so many times we get our wires crossed in our brain, because if you actually like do a study on the brain, it's really fascinating, and we create these neural pathways, and every experience that we have, every new experience, every new thought, our brain is creating new pathways, linking things together, and it's actually quite fascinating. And every experience we are doing, we are wiring, we are programming our brain. And how do I know that? Is I have two kids. The one is turning one in this coming month, and every time he smiles at us, we smile back at him, he learns that smiling is a good thing. Come on. Every time a kid goes out and touches a hot stove, my kids have never done that, just so that you know, they learn that the hot stove is, it's sore, it's ana, it's ow, you can't do that, don't touch a hot stove. It's like, when the kid wants a lollipop and mom says no, and the baby decides it's going to cry and throw its toys literally and figuratively out of the cot, mom decides, okay, to keep the baby quiet, I'm going to give it the lollipop, and then the baby learns, well, all I got to do is just cry and throw my toys. And then after a while, you're like, I've just created a monster. Let's like try and undo all this wiring we've just done. It's because the mind is a battlefield, and the more you think a thought, the easier it is to think that thought again. And most of life's battles are won and lost in the mind. Most of life's battles. And 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, it says this, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." Currently, if you just turn the TV on, there's like wars happening everywhere. Every news channel is talking about a war. Every news channel is talking about rumors of a war happening. It's like everyone's worrying what's going to happen. Is there going to be World War III? Is there going to be a nuclear war? What is going on in the world? But it says we do not wage war the way the world does. And the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. The weapons we fight with have divine power to demolish strongholds. Verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive, I love that, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to God. That word take captive in the Greek is a military term. It means you have to use a sword, a spear, to take it captive. And what is the sword? The word of God says the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we need to use the word of God to take captive every thought that we have and make it obedient to God. So my title for today's message is, if you're taking notes, and I encourage you to take notes, because if you're anything like me, you're going to forget it tomorrow. Cam has to go, what did you preach on? Can I get your notes? Because I have to do the ESPN. And so we're human. Come on. And so the title is, it's time to take your mind back. It's time to take your mind back. But before we pray, let's get our minds right, our hearts ready, our minds ready to do this. So say it like you mean it. And repeat it after me. My heart's open. My mind's ready. I won't be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father, we ask that by the power of your living word, you would renew our mind with your truth. Set us free from believing the lies that rob us of our joy, that rob us of our peace, that rob us of our calling that you've called us to be. And God, may the truth set us free as we take our minds back. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. Okay, before we go, we're going to just loosen turn to the person next to you and say, man, you smell good today. And if you're sitting by yourself, maybe you need to use some deodorant. Camille and my wife. No, I'm just kidding. You're allowed to be loud. You're allowed to laugh. You're allowed to make a noise in church. If you heard the thunder yesterday, you would have known that we serve a God that is a loud God. Come on. We are allowed to be loud in his house. But over the last few weeks, we learned that our life is always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. I'm going to say that again. Just let it sink in for a moment. Our life, your life, is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And what comes into your mind comes out in your life. And you cannot have a positive life with a negative mindset. You cannot have a positive life with a negative mindset. You know those people that glass is always half empty? Everything you say is always half empty, half empty, half empty. And sometimes you've got to be like, no, but it's still half full. Come on, there's still a silver lining to every cloud. You can always see something positive. And therefore, you need to understand that if you don't control what you think, you'll never control what you do. If you don't control what you think, you'll never control what you do, because you need to train your mind. We need to train our mind. And you need to understand that training your mind is the same as training your body. It's just the thoughts are the things that we do. And it's not just what you do. Training your body, it's not just about going to the gym and just lifting heavy weights, but it's also about what you put in. It's also about what you put in. When you're training your muscles, you have to make sure you're putting in the right nutrients, you got to eat properly, all of that. But the same thing with your mind, the thoughts that we're thinking, what are we putting in? Because every parent has ever, in the history of the world, has probably said to their kid, garbage in, garbage out. Come on. Whose parent has said that to them? Garbage in, garbage out. And it's the same. What are you putting into your mind? What are you feeding your mind on as well? Because Philippians 4:8 in the New Living Translation says this, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. think about things. You have to think about it. We need to fix our minds on these thoughts. But it's so easy because Paul was writing this, and it's like, if you read Paul, he did so much for God. He literally like helped shape the way the church is today. And you're like, but it was so easy. He had everything. But you need to understand, when he wrote this, he was chained up in prison. And he was saying, think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And he is chained up in prison. He didn't say, God let me down. Think about it. He didn't say, I can't go on anymore. This is the end. He didn't say, life can't get any worse than what it is right now. No, he said, think about things. And the New King James Version puts it this way. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. And now we need to learn the discipline of meditation. And already some of you are going, like, Jared, that's very New Agey. They're getting one with the universe. No, the definition for meditation is to engage in mental exercise to focus one's thoughts. I'm going to say it again, to engage in mental exercise to focus one's thoughts. And we can see the word meditation used throughout the Bible. In Psalm 119, verse 15, it says, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Psalm 143, verse 5 says, I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. See, Eastern meditation talks about emptying the mind, being one with the universe. But Christian meditation talks about filling your mind with the truth of God, filling your mind with God's word, fixing your mind on what is true. That's what Christian meditation is all about. And you need to train your mind to focus. And focus is a skill you can develop. And I love movies. I really love movies. You can ask my wife, I'll watch movies while playing with the kids. I'll watch movies while reading a book. I'm a guy, and they say guys can't multitask. When it comes to a movie, I can multitask. I promise you. Ask Camille. There. She's nodding her head. Yes, he can. And the great theologian, Jackie Chan, come on, from The Karate Kid, says this one line, and it's so profound. It says, your focus needs more focus. Your focus needs more focus. See, because our minds can drift so easily in the direction of the lies that the devil has for us of you can't and you won't and you're not going to be able to. So we need to train our minds towards the truth. You need to train it towards the truth. So what stronghold is holding you back? What mindset, wrong mindset is it that you have that is holding you hostage, that is stopping you from moving forward, that is stopping you from stepping into everything that God has for you? But you need to identify what's getting your wires crossed. You might be sitting here and you're thinking, I'm never going to get out of debt. I can't overcome this addiction. I'm always going to struggle with my health. I'm never going to feel close to God. I'm never going to have that meaningful job that I always want. I'm never going to get married. You need to identify what it is. Only once you've identified what it is, then what's the truth that demolishes that stronghold? What's the truth that demolishes that stronghold? We need to get into Scripture, the scriptural truth, and you need to write it, you need to think it, you need to confess it until you believe it. I'm going to say it again. You need to write it. You need to think it. You need to confess it until you believe it. Why do I say that? Because you're not going to believe it from the beginning. You need to keep saying it over and over and over again so that it becomes a part of you, so that you can believe what you are saying, that you can believe what you're confessing. You need to create new neural pathways in your brain. Renew your mind. That's what the Bible talks about. Renew your mind with the truth. Meditate on the truth until it becomes a part of you, until you start to believe it. And some of you, I'm going to give you some truths today, because so many of us are struggling with things. We're dealing with some things, and some of us are so good at hiding it. We don't want the world to know what's going on, but if you're struggling to know God's will, He has the truth, and you can declare it over your life, and you can say, my life belongs to God. Daily I seek Him, and daily He directs my steps. I know His voice and He leads me to His perfect will. That's the truth you can declare over your life. If you're lacking confidence, you can declare this over your life. My confidence is in Christ and Christ alone. Because His Spirit lives within me, I can do everything He calls me to do. If you're fighting lustful thoughts, guys, a lot of us struggle with this and we hide it so well. But if you're fighting those lustful thoughts, you can declare this, I am not a slave to my lustful thoughts. Because God has purified my mind, I will honor Him with my eyes and thoughts. My God is faithful. Even if I'm tempted, He will always give me a way out. If you're just trying to find comfort in it, or you turn to food all the time and that, you can declare this, when I am stressed, I turn to God, not to food. I come to Jesus because He is what I need. In Him, I find strength and comfort. If today you're battling with worry, you can declare this, because of Jesus, I am not anxious about anything. I cast my cares on God because He cares for me. I have the peace of God dwelling in my heart and ruling my mind. Come on, you need to find that the truth that battles that stronghold, that breaks that stronghold down, and you need to write it, you need to think it, you need to confess it until you start to believe it. I'm going to say it again. You need to find the truth that breaks that stronghold, and you need to write it, you need to think it, you need to confess it until you start to believe it. Create new pathways. Renew your mind with God's truth. Now, in my quiet time book, this is my quiet time book, Marvel. superhero at heart. No, I love comics as well. Movies, comics, but in my quiet time book, I wrote down my truth that I want to declare over my life every single day. And I wrote this on the 31st of March, 2022. And I want to encourage you to do the same. And you can even, I'm going to read a bit of what I wrote down. And you can take it for yourself. You can declare it over your own life. But I want to encourage you to write down God's truth. Write it down, declare it. I try and declare it every morning. I'm not perfect. I don't get it right every morning. I don't get it to get to it. I try and do my quiet time as well. But we're all human. But this is what I wrote down. It says, Jesus is my first life. He is first in my life. I exist to serve and glorify Him. I love my wife and lay down my life to serve her. My children will love God and serve Him with their whole heart. I will nurture, equip, train, and empower them to do more for His kingdom than I can imagine. I love people and believe the best about others. I am disciplined. Christ in me is stronger than the wrong desire in me. I am growing closer to Jesus every day. Because of Christ, my family is closer, my body is stronger, my faith is deeper, my leadership is sharper. I am creative, innovative, driven, focused, and blessed beyond measure because the Holy Spirit dwells within me. I bring my best and then some. It's what I bring after I do my best that makes the difference. The world will be different and better because I serve Jesus today. Come on. We need to get God's word in our lives. We need to find the truth that breaks down the stronghold. You need to write it. You need to think it. You need to confess it until you start to believe it. I try to read this out every day because your life is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And if you're never going to control what you think, you're never going to control what you do. See, it's time to take your mind back. It's time to meditate on the truth. Fix your mind on what is true. See, we need to write it down. We need to think it. We need to confess it until we start to believe it. That's how we take our mind back. Write it down. Think it. Confess it until you start to believe it. Come on, let's pray. So, Father, today we ask that by the power of your word, you would renew our minds with your truth. Father, I pray right now that you would begin to work a renewing in our minds. And God, in the same way that it may have taken years for that light to ingrain itself in our neural pathways, we recognize that it may take some time for you to renew our mind. God, give us the faith to walk this journey, to stay off the path of the lies and destruction. And God, create a new path of your truth. Renew our minds. God, change our thinking and change our lives. Right now, as we just stay in an attitude of prayer, as we keep praying, nobody looking around, I want to give you an invitation right now, because after the invitation, I want to declare over your lives. But before that, I want to just invite you into a relationship with God, because I know that there are some of you that have really been struggling with a battle in your mind. And you've been trying everything to get rid of this battle. Maybe it's just, you've just been trying to do things to make you happy. Maybe you've been looking at relationships, jobs, finances, housing, stuff. And the more you do it, the more you keep coming up empty, and you're like, why, God, why am I coming up empty? It's because you're trying to fill a God-shaped void with something that is not God. Maybe it's because you are a spiritual being created by God to know His goodness. And nothing in this world will satisfy that but Jesus. Maybe you sitting here today, and you've been coming to church and you've been serving and you're in a life group, but you don't miss church, and you're so busy trying to do things. You're trying to do stuff. You don't miss life group. You don't miss Sundays. You're doing and you're doing and you're doing, and you're thinking that's going to get God's attention. And you're like, you keep coming up short. And you're like, why am I still coming up short? I'm doing so much for you, God. It's because you're trying to find meaning in the things that you do instead of the God who created you. And today you recognize that there is something missing in your life. You're longing for something more. See, 2 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. His divine power. Nothing else but His divine power. And when you step into the fullness of what God has for you, He helps you renew your mind. Jesus is the way, and He's the way to the Father. He is the truth, and the truth that sets us free. He is the way and the truth that leads us to a life that God wants us to have. It is a life that is more abundant. It is a gift from God. And if you don't have it and you want it, I want to encourage you to do something, and that is to step towards God. When you call on the name of Jesus, He hears your prayers. He forgives your sins. He forgives your past. He forgives your mistakes. He makes you brand new. And if that is you, and you're here today and you're saying, that's me, Jared, this is your time. This is your time. You need to do something different. There is a better way, but there's not just a better way. There's also a better way to think. There's a better way to live. And His name is Jesus. He is the Son of God, who over 2,000 years ago died so that you could have a relationship with Him. And when you call out to Him today, He hears your prayers. He knows exactly where you are right now. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what battle you are facing right now, even when nobody else can see it because it's all going on in your head. He knows what you're going through. And when you call out to me, He hears you. And your past will be forgiven and you become brand new. And if you're saying, I want it, Jared. I need His forgiveness. I need His grace. Today I surrender my life and I want to give it to Jesus. If that is you, I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. I'm not going to ask you to do anything embarrassing. You see, this is not even about joining a church or anything like that. This is not a religious moment that we tag on to the end of a message just to make everything more spiritual. No, this is an invitation for you to enter into a real, living relationship with the one who loves you right down to your core. Faults and all, past mistakes and all. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. See, today I want to give you that invitation so that you can walk out here completely different. So as you walked in, you walk out different. Why? Because you now have a relationship with the one who loves you. And some of you are sitting here today and you're battling thoughts right now in your brain. Thoughts of, I'm not good enough. How can he love me? Does he know what I've done? Does he know my past? I don't have that figured out yet. He still chose you. See, the Word of God says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Nowhere in that verse says you have to have your past figured out. Nowhere in that verse does it say you have to be clean before you come to him. You don't take a bath when you are clean. You take a bath when you're dirty. See, you come to Jesus and he cleans you. You come to Jesus and he helps sort out your past. You come to Jesus and you walk a road with him and you'll never have to walk it alone. But it starts with you coming to Jesus. And I know some of you are battling the lie of the devil right now that says you're not good enough. I promise you, you are good enough. Your past does not disqualify you. Your future qualifies you. That's why Jesus died, so that you could have life and life to the full. I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. I've already said it. I'm not going to ask you to do anything embarrassing, but I am going to ask you to do something bold with every head bowed, every eye closed, to give you some privacy to make this decision. I'm going to count to three, and on the count of three, if that is you, I want you to boldly slip up your hand and say, Jared, that is me, so that I know to pray with you. With every head bowed, every eye closed. It doesn't matter if this is your first time or your 100th time. Today, you can make right with Jesus. One, he loves you so much. Two, he died so that you could enter into a relationship with him, so that you could start afresh. Three, if that is you today, I want you to boldly slip up your hand and say, Jared, that is me. Jared, that is me. See anyone here? There's a hand there. Today is your day. This is your moment to say, I'm starting afresh today. I'm renewing my mind. I'm not going to be held captive by the lie of the devil. See anyone who wants to join those hands that went up? Because I don't want you to leave here without getting to know him in the most incredible way. He loves you. He loves you. And he chose you. You might be sitting here go, how could he have chosen me? He chose you because he put the potential, he put everything inside of you. Before you were born, he knew you. Before you were born, he created you. He knows the value that he has placed inside of you. Is there anyone here who wants to get to know him in the most incredible way, enter into a relationship with him? If that is you today, I just want you to slip up your hand. I'm not going to prolong this, but I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. Now is your time. This is your moment. Is there anyone who wants to join those hands? Well, church, we're all going to stand, every single one of us. And we're all going to pray this prayer. It's a simple prayer. The prayer doesn't save us. Our faith in Jesus is what saves us. And if you raise your hand, I want you to pray this prayer and really mean it. By raising your hand, you're just saying it's a confession of the heart. Now we're going to pray a prayer, and we're all going to pray it. That's declaring with our mouths. And it's a simple prayer. It goes like this. Repeat it after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Thank you for dying on the cross.
Thank you for dying on the cross.
To save me.
To save me.
Today, Lord.
Today, Lord.
I acknowledge you.
I acknowledge
as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Please help me to walk for you.
Please help me to walk for you.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
no matter what comes my way.
No matter what comes my way.
Thank you for this gift.
Thank you for this gift.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Come on, church, let's give them a round of applause. For every Christian in this room, I want to declare this over your life. And for you who raised your hand, you are now a Christian. This applies to you as well. This is a declaration that I want to make over every single one of you. And it says this: you are strong and mighty. You have the same power that raised Christ from the dead living inside of you. You are a weapon of righteousness in a world of darkness. You are not your past. You are not what you did. You are who God says you are. He says you are forgiven. He says you are redeemed. He says you are free. You are not a hostage to your unhealthy thoughts. The weapons you fight with are not the weapons of this world. You have divine power to demolish strongholds. You have the mind of Christ directing your thoughts. You have the Word of God guiding your steps. Worry is not your master. You trust in God. His peace guards your heart, guards your mind, and guards your soul in Christ Jesus. Your God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. The Lord is your helper. You will not be afraid. You are not a slave to your habits. You are not a prisoner to your addiction. You have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the kingdom of God's light. Your God will bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good works. Nothing can separate you from God's love. Not death, not demons, not the present, nor the past. No power on earth will ever separate you from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Come on, church. Let's lift up a shout of praise this morning. We can declare that over our lives. Jesus is the name above every other name. Whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, you can declare the name of Jesus, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Come on. The battle might be raging on around you, but Jesus has won the war, and you can stand on His word. You need to write it down. You need to think it. You need to confess it until you start to believe it. Come on, church. You need to write it down. You need to think it. You need to confess it until you start to believe it. But until we meet again, church, until next Sunday, share hope, show kindness, and shine Jesus.